Texte numéro 94. Was Van Gogh shot dead by a boy playing cowboys? Vincent Van Gogh did not commit suicide, but was shot by a teenager with a Wild West obsession and a faulty gun, according to a new biography by Stephen Naffé and Gregory White-Smith, Van Gogh, The Life. The Pulitzer Prize-winning authors could hardly have produced a more startling revelation from their decade of research. In their words, the legend of the tortured, unappreciated artist shooting himself in a wheat field at the end of a short, miserable life was fundamental to the meteoric ascent of Vincent's celebrity after his death. He's supposed to have staggered more than a mile across the fields to the inn where he was staying, with a gunshot wound to his chest. Before he died, 30 hours later, he was asked if he had meant to commit suicide and replied vaguely, "Yes, I believe so." However, this version does not agree with letters in which Van Gogh opposed suicide as a cowardly act, nor does it explain why neither the painting material he had taken with him to the fields that day nor a gun were ever found. While the authors accept that no one knows what happened, they offer an alternative scenario for the events in Auvers, France, on July the 27th, 1890, that they argue makes far more sense than the traditional account. The fatal shot was fired by an adventurous 16-year-old boy named René Secretan, who was spending the summer at a villa nearby and whose complex relationship with Van Gogh included buying drinks for him and tormenting him mercilessly. Secretan liked to wear a cowboy costume, which he accessorized with a real but old and erratic pistol for shooting squirrels, birds and fish. His elder brother, Gaston, whom Van Gogh liked and respected, was with him on the fatal day. Shortly before Secretan died in 1957, aged 83 and a respected banker, he told a French interviewer about the Van Gogh he had known and admitted his own abusive behaviour toward him, but was unclear about the artist's death, saying he learnt it from a Paris newspaper, although no such account is known to exist. The authors combined this evidence with other neglected accounts, such as rumours heard in Auvers in the 1930s that Van Gogh had been shot accidentally by two boys and had taken the blame himself to protect them. "We have thought about this revelation long and hard," Naffé told the Times, "and our feeling is that it ennobles Vincent if the person who pulled the trigger, presumably accidentally, wasn't Vincent but René. For Vincent to take the blame is an act of generosity. Vincent realised the crime would have ruined the two boys' lives." Adapted from the Times, October 2011.